Skyler, thanks so much for the time. I want to talk about last night and the wild 88-50 win over RIT, because while the score was pretty lopsided, history was made as you guys drained 23 pointers, going 20 for 45 from the field. That's a new school record. You finished the night with 7 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. You hit 1-3, but man, what was that like with the shots falling like they did? I can't imagine what the atmosphere was like, not just inside the gym, but in the locker room, and in how everybody was kind of feeling it out there on the court.
It was a great feeling, honestly. It's nice because we have confidence in almost every single one of our players hit threes, and it was just fun to play the game, not having the ball stick, just knowing if we got an open shot from anyone pretty much on the court that we were confident in them taking a three, and the shots fell last night, so it was a lot of fun.
At what point did you realize that it was going to be a good night for you and your teammates from long range?
Honestly, we just didn't even think about it. I mean, I feel like most games we shoot a lot of threes regardless, and I think it's one of the strengths of our team. And just being able to get out in transition, getting open looks, and I mean, threes were dropping, so it was it looked like a good night from the it just never stopped. So it was a lot of fun.
I can't imagine how much excitement there was, too, in the crowd when those shots were falling. I'm sure there were a lot of students and friends of yours who were just going nuts. What was the environment like? Can you describe that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, it was a Tuesday night, so we didn't expect much. But we had a lot of parents come out. We had the girls' team supporting us because they just finished up.
Yep.
And it was awesome because we just kept on going, and the crowd was getting into it. And in a game like that, when it's lopsided too much, it doesn't seem like people might will be as excited. But the fact that we just kept on hitting shots, the crowd was entertained, and we just kept the energy the whole time.
We're chatting with Skyler Sine, sophomore guard for the Ithaca College men's basketball team here on BTL. IC is third in the Liberty League right now, and Skyler has been named the conference's Performer of the Week after leading the Bombers with more than 26 points per contest. I want to go back to that Hobart game in particular, because you dropped a career-best 37 points. I mean, you were unstoppable. Take me through that performance and what was really working for you out there.
I was just trying to get to my spots, get my shots going. We didn't have Riley Thompson that night,
yeah,
who's our leading scorer this year. So it was definitely hard coming into a game against such a talented team like Hobart. But, you know, my teammates had confidence in me, especially when I got going. They made sure to find me in my spots, and the shots were falling that night.
How do you feel like your game has improved from year number one to year number two?
Honestly, I think I've been a little more aggressive. You know, I've been watching and playing with Riley and Seabass, and they're great scorers. I think I learned from them just to attack more, get to the rim a little more often, and then, you know, hit my threes when I'm open, but not force anything.
You currently lead the team with 79 assists on the year, and one of your assistant coaches, Sean Burton, was one of the best all-around players in IC basketball history. He was a great scorer, but an incredibly good distributor of the basketball as well. What have you learned from him so far in your time at IC from one of the best to ever do it?
Yeah, I mean, he's been really big in just me and our team as a whole. He makes sure to enunciate to push the ball, and that's honestly when I get most of my assists. Just in transition, if we pick up the pace, finding open guys, and once again, like last night, our guys can shoot, so as long as I find the open guy, more times than not, that ball's going in.
Yeah, Skyler Sine, our guest here on BTL of the Ithaca College men's basketball team. Sophomore guard is the Liberty League's Performer of the Week. The old cliche goes, another year older, another year wiser. What is something that you feel like you have fully understood going from your rookie season last year to this sophomore season?
I think I just become more accustomed to the college game.
Yeah.
It definitely, as a freshman, I was a little nervous taking either too many shots or not the right shots. So it was a little frustrating freshman year because I didn't want to do too much. But I mean, my teammates have confidence in me, and especially this year, I feel like I've been getting more shots, and my teammates are trusting me with the ball more. So it's easier to play the game this year, I think, and hopefully continue to do that for the rest of the season.
You guys seem to be very much a score first sort of team. Do you feel like there's a certain number you have to reach throughout the course of a game to come out on top? Like, you go into the locker room saying, all right, hey, if we drop 80 points tonight, we've got this in the bag.
I mean, most times. I mean, but also in the Liberty League, you never know. I mean, we play some talented teams, and sometimes they can have just as good of an offensive night. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it really affects the game. Really affects. I mean, we're a good defensive team. We don't always show it, but I think that offense comes and goes. But as long as we stick to defense, that's when we're at our best.
I was going to bring that up. You mentioned the defense. What do you feel like is the best part of your team's defense? If you can key in on one thing, what in particular is probably the best part of your defense?
Definitely communication. Yeah. I mean, I think when we communicate, what's going on. We get really high IQ defensive players on our team, and as long as we talk it out, even though we mess up, I think we get stops on the end when we need them.
Skyler Seinen, our guest here on BTL, sophomore guard for the IC men's basketball team, coming off an 88-50 win over RIT last night, which the team scored a program record 23 pointers. Well, coming off the win last night, I feel like the momentum has got to go help you out a little bit on Friday against RPI, which is such a crucial game because RPI is atop the Liberty League standings right now, unbeaten in league play. You did face them earlier this season, though, just a couple of weeks ago. What do you remember most about that game? What made them really tough competition?
I mean, they got the talent, and that's a given. You can tell that just by looking. But they're a very well-coached team. They're very disciplined, and they run their offense very well. They're a very good half-court offensive team. So what we want to try to do is try to run them a little more, try to get them out of their offense, and try to limit the post touches because they got a lot of interior offensive players, and when they get it down there, it's tough to guard. And they're a good offensive rebounding team as well, so we just got to make sure we got to play our game. We got to try to run them a little more and just keep the offensive rebounds limited.
And offensively for you guys, how do you try to keep that momentum going from last night into Friday night?
I think most importantly is just move the ball. I mean, we have obviously we have great players in Sebastian and Riley, but I think we have one of the deepest benches in the league, and I really believe that any five of our guys can step on that court and compete with any five in the Liberty League, and I think that's one of our biggest strengths. If we just move the ball, look for open guys, our guys will hit shots. So I just think we just got to keep that in mind and, you know, don't get too frustrated when things aren't going our way necessarily.
Big win for you guys last night. Looking forward to seeing what you guys do this week. And as well, Skyler, thanks so much for the time. Keep it up, man. You're killing it out there. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.